Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, May 14th. We're starting the week a little late. You took a day off yesterday. You didn't seem very good when you walked in. Are you okay today?
I'm just tired. I had a video shoot all day and then worked 8 hours and didn't go to sleep till almost 3.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just a little crabby today.
Yeah, you would be tired after that. I know. You know what? I actually went to sleep at about 3, too.
I'm like over it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just one of those days where I'm like... Mm.
Well, but you don't have to do it every day, you know? No, so it's fine. Go home, get a nap after this.
I can't. I feel like I have so much to do this week, and I work every single day except for my birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, good. You're going to be rich at least.
No, definitely not.
Well, richer than you are.
Yeah, richer than I was a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
That's for sure. No complaints over here.
Exactly. You know, I mean, that's the thing. Once you get paid, it's like it makes everything feel a little better.
Yeah, where can I get balloons?
Balloons?
Yeah.
Any balloons?
Yeah. I want ones that say 31.
Oh, I don't, Party City or something.
Where's that?
Anywhere. It's everywhere.
Oh, really?
Much. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to take a Look picture with the balloons that say 31 for my birthday on Saturday.
Oh, your birthday's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Saturday, 4 days.
You're going to take a picture or buy one? Actually, buy one that says 31. You're just going to take a picture of it?
No, I want to buy the balloons to take a picture with the balloons.
Oh, I see.
To post on Saturday morning.
I thought
morning.
You were going to go to the store, take a picture of the balloon and go. I'm like, what's going on?
No, I don't think you can do that. You have to like pay for it.
You can. What the
I don't think so. I don't think you can just be like, hey, can I take a picture with the balloons you just inflated that I'm not going to pay for it? They'd be like, no.
They probably not have 31 there, you know, of all the numbers in the
my
world.
My sister did it last year with the numbers 30.
Yeah, you have to connect them, though. Maybe get a 3 and a 1.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you have to do. It's two separate balloons. There's not like one that says 31 together.
Right, and they're made like, they look like numbers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like, okay,
yeah.
Okay, I know which one
you know what I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah. Okay,
so that's what I want to do. I just want to get 31.
I see, okay.
So I want to try to do that today because today I have today off, but then I work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Mm.
And then Saturday is my birthday. So it's like today is the only day I have to do what I got to do.
Cool. Well, if you're just joining us, we're going to have a great guest in the studio. She'll be on in just a moment. And you can find us on Facebook Live, of course. Usually when we have guests, we get on Facebook Live. And just go to LA Talk Radio's page and you'll see us there right now. A couple of things. So you're going to be 31.
Yeah.
Have you planned anything for the weekend? Is somebody doing anything for you?
I'm doing a dinner at Tao and then I'm going to the club.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
With some friends or something?
Just some girlfriends.
Oh, okay, cool.
They're not like my best friends, but like they're cool.
That's okay. As long as you can have a party, you know.
Yeah, there's like a few in there that I generally care about. The other ones I was just like, yo, I need my table to be filled.
Yeah, know? Right. Yeah, put some stuff on the table. Yeah.
You want to roll out or not? I mean, the dinner's for free, so like, who wouldn't go?
Right.
Yeah, if I wasn't close to someone, and they said, hey, dinner's for free, you want to come? I'd be like, yep.
Of course, especially a towel, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. I think I went there one time with three of my girlfriends and this guy, and we ordered, I don't know, like maybe six appetizers, and then we all got like a main dish, which was like absolutely too much food. No one even touched their main dish.
Yeah, yeah.
And his bill was like $800.
I'm not surprised. Shit.
And I was like, damn.
That's a lot of food and a lot of money.
Yeah.
Wow.
So imagine, I think it's 10 of us.
Yeah.
How I know 10 girls, I don't know.
But they're going to split the bill.
No, we're not paying. I'm getting the dinner
nobody's
for free.
Paying?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's why I said, if I'm telling you
you're fucking connected, man. I'm telling you. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, I think we have to tip the waitress, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't. I'm not paying for like the dinner.
Cool.
Yeah. But the deal was if I get the dinner for free, I have to go to the club. I was like, shucks.
Okay.
Because I was just going to do dinner and go home.
Yeah. Well, no, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Go to a club once a year. It's fine. It's not going to kill you.
I haven't been in the club in so long.
I know. You used to go a lot in the beginning.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. All the time.
Yeah,
have
all the time.
You met all that garbage men, you know?
Yep, I'm all set. I'm not planning on meeting anyone on my birthday, but I'm also meeting garbage men online, so it's cool.
Yeah.
What a win-win.
Garbage men.
Yeah.
Is that what they do for a living? Probably.
What?
Should be. Doing garbage, a garbage man, mm-hmm. you know? It sounded both ways. But I wanted to... okay, so my birthday was this weekend.
Mm-hmm. You had your barbecue.
I had a barbecue for the family. Did your kids go? My son was there. My daughter found an excuse, of course. She always does.
That's weird to me.
No.
She antisocial?
No.
So then
she's
what's the deal?
She's just anti-being with her... No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. She didn't make an effort, obviously.
Well, what was her excuse?
She couldn't get away with it if she was with her mom, like on Mother's Day.
Right.
I'm sure she went wherever her mom wanted.
Right. But what was her excuse?
She hurt her knee and she's not feeling well, blah, 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 whatever.
She probably didn't want to be around her brother.
My son came. No, that's not true at all. No, she's like that. She bails out a lot, all the time.
She needs to work on that. I would never miss my dad's birthday.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean,
all I got from her, not even a phone call, just happy birthday, text, that's it. My son came over, no card, no nothing.
Did he bring something for the party?
No.
Like a beverage,
no,
a snack?
Nothing. No, he just came. He knew I was happy to see him, and that's about it, you know? And then 5 minutes later, he says, my friend's on the phone, he's in the area, can he come over? And then they just kind of connected, and...
And then he bounced.
And then they went to get high in the car and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, there's nothing
man?
Wrong with going to get high in the car. But...
No, nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, you're here with your family. Forget your friend for a couple hours. You see him all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So he didn't mingle that
I mean,
way.
I feel that, though. Sometimes I've been to, like, family functions and I'll do the same thing.
But listen, he hasn't seen the family and it's all immediate family, too. It's
right.
not just... Fucking distant people that he doesn't know.
Right.
It's all people that love him and everything. So, but you know what? They'll fucking grow up. You know, what can I tell you?
He's 25?
He's going to be 26 next month. Yeah.
So just show up to his birthday party with no card, no nothing. Yeah. It's like, hello, I'm here.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
They expect us to come up with shit all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot to talk about, but we have guests all week. And that should be cool. But today we have a special guest that I had met before. And we're joined by Meital. Do you want me to say Azulay or Azulay or... Because Ilan goes by different pronunciations,
it's
so
okay.
I don't know.
Meital Azulay.
Azulay is good
Venus
enough,
Venus is
right?
my stage name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Meital Venus. There you go. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why Venus out of all names?
I'm a Libra.
Yeah.
And Venus is controlling this. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And there's a lot about Venus that I feel connected with. And my music is really...
Venus, like the goddess? The
yes.
goddess of love and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And the gardens.
Yeah, the gardens.
Flowers.
Oh, okay. Venus is a good connotation, I guess. I don't know. It brings up good things in your mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So, Meital, welcome to the show. We share a background as far as where we came from. Meital is from Israel as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell by her accent. She speaks perfect. But
no, you can tell she has an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A
well,
bit.
We
yeah.
all do.
Yeah.
All
I
do
knew that she
bit.
Was from
Israel.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't say I pinpointed Israel. But
right. But you get
I get
this
Italian.
To my
yeah. No, definitely not Italian.
No, nope. Always either Brazilian.
Brazilian. Yeah, yeah, I would have thought maybe like Spanish. That's what I thought at first. Like yeah. she's Brazilian or something.
People think I'm Italian, you know?
No.
I don't know why, by my look, not my accent. 110%
Middle Eastern.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever.
By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Hey, Taurus.
So if you're Libra, when is your birthday?
September, right?
October.
Oh, October
yeah.
what?
October 9th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. So Libra's end of September, beginning of October.
Yeah.
I
so
dated a Libra.
Put it in your calendar and make a special event for me in here.
No, and free, yeah. and free. He's not even doing a special event for me.
I want your contacts for the free food.
I know, right?
Yeah, she needs to know that.
I know.
You can share that with her.
He's a nice guy.
So tell me something. When did you come out to the States?
4 years and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you learned English in Israel. You probably watched a lot of movies, a lot of music.
Oh, yeah. I grew up right? in Eilat, which uh-huh. is a very touristic city.
Right.
And also, I have a lot of friends from Europe.
Right.
And I grew up just listening to pop music,
right.
hip-hop,
right.
R&B. watching films. Right. And, yeah.
You see, that's the thing. I mean, when I grew up, that was the same thing. You know. Right. I mean, I fucking would read Mad Magazine. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's like a funny comic type of thing, you know. But it's like SNL, but in
cartoons.
Right. And it's also for adults as well. But what happened when I read it, and the reason it sticks in my mind, is because I learned a lot of slang from it, you know, which you don't learn in school. So when I came here and people were saying things like, you know, at first I didn't know what the fuck they meant. You
right,
know?
And right.
then you know, you learn it. So, but that's cool. And then there's a lot of American influence in Israel, you know, all the pop culture. It's unbelievable.
Right.
You go to a mall, all the brand names are in English, you know. So,
well, in America?
No, in Israel.
Oh, I was like, obviously.
No, in Israel.
You gotta follow, Debbie.
I was like, definitely. Wait, I was so confused.
So you're from Eilat, huh? Is that where you were born?
No, I was born in Petah Tikva.
Oh, okay.
But I grew
That's where I have family.
I grew up in Eilat, and then I lived in Tel Aviv.
Wow. For 10 years. So in Eilat, did you pick it as a place to live, or did you follow your family?
Oh, we actually, just was born in Petah Tikva, but I pretty much
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like you made a decision one time
to,
hey, I'm moving to Eilat, because some people do that.
Oh, no. My parents were there way before me.
Really? Cool. And so, you know, I mean, Daniel, that's like growing in a tourist resort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people from all over the world come there, you know. They have a beautiful water and fish and marine
And then as
life,
soon as you go somewhere else, it's like...
Yeah, right. That's what people think. But no, I mean, you don't feel the bombing in many
places. No, that's not the sound effect I was making. I was just saying that's just my sound effect for it being shitty.
Oh.
Like you go to Puerto Rico and you're on the resort, it's super nice. And then when you get off the resort, it's like, what?
Oh,
what is
no, not in Israel. Not in Israel. I'm telling you, you would love it there.
I didn't mean to make the bombing sound. That was definitely not what I was going for.
That's what you were going like.
No. that's where his head went.
Exactly.
I was just thinking like
that's
shitty.
That's what we think about.
You can't take it away from us.
Right. I mean, when you're fucking bombarded all the time, you know, you can't just like not think about it. Right?
Yeah. That was definitely not where my head was at.
Yeah. No, well, good. So back to Meital. Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yes, I have 3 amazing sisters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you the oldest, the youngest, in the middle?
I am number 3.
Number 3. Well.
So you're the youngest?
No.
Oh, you're the oldest.
No, she said 4.
We have 4 sisters, and I am number 3.
Okay, so you're like second oldest.
Third oldest.
Wait, no.
Third oldest.
Yeah.
I think she's talking number 3, duh.
No, but like the oldest, first oldest.
She's waking up.
Yeah, I'm waking up.
So your family had, or your parents had only girls.
Yeah.
What was that like at home? I mean,
oh God,
yeah.
Is it hard?
Yeah.
Is there like competition and stuff among the kids when you're young?
Yeah, I mean, like in any other family, right?
Like, I don't really compete with my sister, but we fight like mother.
Like we would fight about my
like
sister.
Clothes.
I would always like
catch her wearing your dress or something.
No, the other way. I would like, she would catch me and like, don't take my stuff. Bring it back to play.
Yeah.
Ladies stuff. You know?
Yeah.
More about that.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's what
you see, the reason I ask is I don't know what it would be like to have 4 girls in the house, you know?
God.
But so that's why I'm asking just in general if it happens that there's competition sometimes.
Yeah, my dad was living at some point, just my mom and me and Gabby, and he's like, I can't do this anymore. And he literally left, so that's probably what it's like living with all females.
But he has a son, right?
Yeah, but he's been married and has a child for like years now.
Okay.
How many sisters are you?
I just have a twin. But it was my mom too. So it was my mom, me, and my sister. And we all have like different personalities. And it's just a lot for a guy.
Twins, it's completely different.
Yeah.
Have you seen Twinsters?
Is that a movie?
It's a documentary. Amazing one.
No.
Yeah. And twins, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
beautiful
you should
story.
See
it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not really interested.
No. What the fuck? I would be.
I'll see like little clips about twins that like were separated at birth.
That's
what it's about.
It's about that, but they didn't even know
that they were twins. But they always had like this weird inkling that something is wrong.
No, so they got adopted, and one got adopted in Europe, and one in the United States. And
really?
the parents even didn't know on the other existence, and a friend found on another just by YouTube video. And that is really, really crazy. Whoa. And it's beautiful.
How do you separate twins at birth? I think that's so wrong.
That's
like they shared a womb together. You shouldn't be separating the children.
It's terrible.
They should be adopted together. Like people don't understand that you need your twin.
Right.
It's true, right?
And I have one. Yeah. So it's like it's a connection that you can't really explain.
Exactly. And you really see that in the film.
Yeah.
Like, so now you want to see it. Right?
She called me the other day and I was having like, I'll probably watch it, honestly. She called me the other day and she was like, I was like coming off my monthly friend. And I was just, you know, when you have one of those moods where like you're just upset, you know? And she called me, she goes, I can feel you crying. What's wrong? Literally from 3,000 miles away.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like a weird twin wow. thing. Yeah. Like I have a feeling she's pregnant right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why is she seeing
someone?
I'll
be fucking pissed.
Is she seeing someone?
She's been like talking to this guy for like months, and I don't like him. He's a cool person. I don't like him for her.
Right.
And she's only had sex with maybe 5 people her whole life. She got pregnant on the 4th. So this is the 5th. Mm. And it's like, this is...
not happening.
Yeah, but I just have this feeling. Like, I keep dreaming about it. So I feel like, you know, and my mom texted her some weird shit this morning. Like, I have a weird feeling about you. My mom's intuition is usually right, too. Oh. Like, when my brother's wife got pregnant, my mom texted all of us and was like, which one of you is pregnant? And then she found out, like, a week later she was pregnant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'll be upset, Gabby, be on baby number 2. I'm not even out here. Like,
I know, you haven't started yet.
What the hell, man? Our kids aren't going to grow up together if I ever have them, you know?
But it just goes to show you, just because you were born together doesn't mean you're going to live the same lives.
No, not
right?
at all. Right,
every soul mm-hmm. has got its own journey, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And that's what it comes
down
to.
But I feel like twins are more attached to the journey and... they feel more things and they feel responsibility to the other.
Yeah.
Journey.
Like I can go like it's months and I can go months and months and months without talking to my brother. I can't go more than probably like 5-6 hours without
talking to your sister.
Yeah. Like at least a touch base. You know?
I know. I see that in all the twins. I know. I'm surrounded by twins, you know?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Family, friends. Yeah.
It's so funny because on my first music video, uh-huh. I have a lot of twins.
Really?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't see it much.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I have like beautiful 2 blonde twins, and then I had like 2.
Do you have twins in your
guys.
Family?
No, but I really want to, but I probably wouldn't have.
I don't know.
It's
like
it's a God miracle, right?
Yeah.
It can happen every here and there.
Yeah.
But usually,
know.
I know it's genetics, right? But
yeah, you know.
So my
know.
Friend now, she's carrying twins in Israel, and she doesn't. They don't have any twins in the family, so it's just a miracle.
Oh, really?
Exactly. No, I don't think it has to do with the genetics.
I don't know.
It's just a chance where the sperm and the eggs do their thing.
I don't, they say that it skips a generation. Like, supposedly me and Gabby won't have twins, but our kids will have twins. But before my mom, no one in her family.
That's what I'm saying.
Had
I don't
twins.
Think twins goes in the family.
Unless she's just not close to them and doesn't know they had twins. But like, I don't know of any twins in my family other than me and Gabby.
Yeah.
But is she carrying a girl and a boy or the same sex?
I think it's the same sex.
Okay, yeah. Because girls and boy twins aren't, it's like a different connection.
Right.
It's not like
I not the same, huh?
No, so. And they usually don't get along.
Actually, I have one friend. She's a twin with
a boy.
Her brother. Completely different. She's like this sweet petite short,
right?
And he's like giant, like, and they're completely different. Like,
that's funny that they're not even the same height.
Completely different. Yeah. Completely different.
So weird.
Yeah.
Are they close?
They are close in a way, but it's a different. Yeah, it's not like the common twins.
Right.
That's true. I never thought about like mixed twins.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there was twin little kids at the restaurant yesterday that were twins, a girl and a boy. And I'm like, give it 5 years. They're not even going to speak to each other, which is sad, but it's true. Like he's going to want to hang out with his guy friends. She's going to want to hang out with his girlfriends.
Right. They don't have a lot in common, at least when they're young.
Yeah. I mean, they probably still have a connection. They probably still be anywhere in the world and feel like, oh, something's wrong.
Right.
Mm. But it's not like, is if two guys had 2 boys or 2 girls or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, so that's cool. And what made you decide to come out here? You obviously had a lot of influence from the States, from America when you were living there.
If to be frank with you, I didn't plan on coming to America. At the beginning, I wanted to move to London.
Oh.
And then everything just changed. And
really?
I made it
what
here.
What was it? You followed someone here? Or
No. We always assume, what guy made right. you?
Often it happens, but not all the time.
No, actually, I just was set with a plan to move to London. And then I realized that it's not.
Not where you want to go?
Where I want to go, yeah.
Right.
And I was kind of depressed. I have a plan. I need to move. What am I going to do?
So you got cold feet before you actually moved.
No. I was actually moved? I was there a couple months before my actual move, prepared everything.
Oh,
booked a job and everything. And wow. I couldn't feel the energy that I was looking for.
Really?
So I didn't want to force myself.
Right.
That's true.
And then I spoke with a few friends and relatives. I have a family here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, come to California, see how it is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can you say no to California?
I just came here and before I wouldn't think that I would be in America, but after a week I decided that I'm staying. That's what I want.
Everybody that comes here falls in love with it,
It was really fast. Yeah.
Very nice. So, but I mean, I'm curious about what made you decide on London in the first place.
There's so much I love about London and Europe in general, but unfortunately, as you know, it's really changing right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Anti-Semitism and things like that?
There's
a lot of Jew hatred.
In London?
In Europe right now. Because there's many Muslims there that moved, and Muslims, to put it mildly, don't like Jews very much. So there's a lot of hatred going on.
I'm so confused that this is even a thing anymore.
Really?
It's just 2019.
Even here, they're saying this past year has been the worst anti-Semitic acts, killing people in synagogues and stuff, than ever.
Well, yeah, there was just one on Easter or something.
Down here, down in Southern California. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they interviewed the rabbi that got shot. And there was also a woman that jumped in front of the shooter to protect other people, and she died.
Oh, geez.
So they were talking about this, and he was crying. I mean, an old man crying and talking about the incident. I mean, he looked at a gun, straight on.
Right.
So, and he made it, So, I mean, and when you're in a place of worship and you survive, you start to believe something,
Well, I mean, you're there because you already believe something,
exactly.
But now there's proof.
There's proof.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons also that...
The reason I wanted London was because I think it's basically a very great central cultural happening.
Right.
I would say, as far as a musician, artist, there's a lot of...
Really?
Good things
a lot of good
in there.
Things.
I really love the UK music.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, I think there's great artists coming out of the UK.
Yeah.
So I was more... And also, it's closer to Israel, which is closer to my family, and I have a family there too, and I have a French passport, so the whole process seems just way more convenient.
Yeah. That's true. Mm. And you know what? Europe is really cool. You've never been, but once you get a chance to, you'll see there's so much history and past and culture.
It's just beautiful to walk on the streets and see all the architecture.
Right.
And everything's really old and stuff, like cobblestone streets and shit like that. You go to Rome.
Sounds dangerous with some heels on.
What? Yeah.
Have you ever washed heels on cobblestone?
No, I don't.
It's tricky.
Maybe they don't.
Yes.
I don't know how they could.
Yeah, it's hard. It's so hard. Some chick I know just got married, and she's like, I have to walk down this entire path of cobblestone in my heels. I go, why would you ever want to do that for your wedding? You're gonna look like an idiot. Honestly, you're gonna look like an idiot.
That's true. And you're gonna break your leg or your ankle.
You're basically gonna have to have someone hold you all the way down, but it's fine. Your wedding, you do what you want.
That's true. Yeah. So this is cool, and you've been with us for 4 years then in LA, right?
Yeah.
Good old Los Angeles.
Yeah. And so you talked about music and stuff. You're a musician, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably were from a young age. Usually that's the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
You loved music early on in your life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I started more as a dancer and then actress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
I teach dance for a living.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dancing?
Hip-hop. How did you know? I just got that vibe, girl.
Really?
Uh-huh. Are you coming to my class tonight?
No. But I will come to a class. Is it only on Tuesdays?
I also have on Wednesdays tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow it's in the Valley. Where do you live?
I live in West Hollywood.
West Hollywood, too.
Yep.
We should ride together.
I do want to take dance classes, though.
So the West Hollywood one is Tuesdays.
What time, though?
8:30.
No, I record my podcast from 8 to 9 every Tuesday. Maybe on a Tuesday that we take a break or something.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I don't know when that will be.
She's going to be there. Yeah, I mean, she'll be there.
Yeah.
So this is good. Really? So hip-hop is the kind of dance
you... I teach multiple styles from that's what jazz, hip-hop.
Contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I also teach ballet and tap for kids and ballroom dancing.
Ooh, I want to learn how to ballroom dance.
Yeah. Ah. Mm-hmm. So you learned all this stuff, what, early on in your life?
Yeah, that was my first, like... I started with like body gymnastics, physics, and
very cool.
So where do you teach?
I teach in Woodland Hills kids and teens, Dance Dimensions. I don't know if you know this studio, Performing Arts Center. It's a lovely studio.
Really?
Yeah, I've been working with them since I moved, basically.
Yeah.
And I also work with a great company named Conga Kids.
Yeah.
And we provide like ballroom dancing for fifth grades in school. It's very, very sweet program. Actually, we have a competition next week, and one of the schools that I'm teaching, we made it to the final.
Uh-huh.
So we're very excited.
I'm sure you are. Wow.
Basically, it's like boys and girls like have to dance together.
Yeah, obviously it's ballroom dance.
Yeah. But they have to. It's not like they choose this class. It's in like
they have to. Yeah, but that's cool, because what if they meet like a prince? They already got it going on. Like, you don't even need to teach me how to do this. I already know
exactly. I know how to move my body.
Yeah, ballroom dancing looks hard. Like when you watch what's that show with all the celebrities on it?
I know which one. Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and they do like the ballroom dance and stuff. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this is cringeworthy. Like, it's very cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Because they have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
No, it's really pretty.
Right? Yeah.
I like ballet the most if I would have to watch it.
Yeah?
Like something to a slow song or something that tells a story without actually telling a story. Yeah. Like I saw this dance with America's Got Talent to that song Figures. Have you heard that song? It's about an abusive relationship, and the dance this couple did to this song, it's like if they took all the words from the song away and you just watched them dance, you would know what they were talking about. Yeah. I was like, that's insane.
Really?
Yeah.
You can express so much.
And I don't think dancers get enough credit.
Exactly.
Probably not. You know, I mean, I never thought of like going to watch a dancing show, but you know what? It sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. I used to love it.
Cool. I think people don't know how to interpret.
Right.
They see. Right. Sometimes they don't know how to read.
Because we need to be educated about it. Yeah. You know, they don't educate you about it in school.
Right,
about dancing.
There is no dance. Like when I was a kid, there was no dance classes in school. We had chorus. Like,
do they have them now?
I don't know. I have no clue.
I think when I was young, they had them.
No. I wish.
We had like folklore.
Yeah, you know, like folk dancing and stuff.
What the fuck is folk dancing?
Like, you know, like I don't know what they'd call it here for like songs that are like really
It would be probably country.
Yeah,
so like line dancing.
Yeah,
probably. Mm.
But no, every country has their own folk.
Mm. But there's folk music too.
I don't know. Could you think of one example of a song?
I'll bring up to you the folk music charts, and you'll see.
Yeah, just play like one song so I can understand what it is, because I really have not heard anyone refer to music as folk music.
Yeah. Music that originates in traditional popular culture or that is written in such a style. Folk music is typically of unknown authorship and is transmitted orally from Jen. So I think this would be any song that you learn, like in nursery rhymes and all this
stuff.
Give
an example
that would be,
of a song on the chart.
Let's see. What is considered? What makes a song? Folk song.
Just play a song.
Okay, I'm looking at the dictionary though.
No. Go to YouTube and say folk, pop, 2019 right. folk song or something. I don't know what you would even Google.
Folk music.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, though, you know? That, let's see, acoustic, new indie folk. Okay, maybe that's it.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's not what we're really talking about.
Right. I'm just giving you an example that there is folk music.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Some country people use that type of beat in their songs.
Right.
But then they add like some more to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you would consider that folk, but yeah, I mean, I don't think I would be downloading any music that has that.
Exactly. Neither would I.
Yeah. And how do you dance to that without...
I don't know.
Like how they used to do it back in the day.
Let's go to some good music because Maytal brought us a couple songs.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And I'm dying to listen to this.
How do you classify your music? Folk?
No.
What do you think?
Oh, probably hip hop or pop, right?
I'm a pop singer.
Yeah.
Dance and EDM. Yeah.
Because you said you wanted to go to London for music, and London is more like EDM.
It's EDM pop.
Yeah.
Culture.
Yeah. They do have like Idris Elba is getting into it.
Whom?
Idris Elba. You know who he is?
No.
The actor. He's from London.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's this black guy. You think he's never... Yeah, you know who he is?
That's the one that they consider for James Bond.
Yeah, and he should be so handsome.
We should listen to any of his.
Maybe. Yeah, next, after her song, we'll play example.
Oh, he sings?
He just started.
Really?
And everyone's like, what? Really? But he's like London music, so it's like EDM.
Right.
And you would look at him and never think.
Yeah.
You don't know what he looks like, right?
No.
Okay, I'll bring it up real quick so everybody can know what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's his name again? The first name?
Idris,
I-D-R-I-S.
And then Elba.
Elba, right.
I don't know if that's with an
A
or
not. Yeah, music here. Idris Elba music.
What's the first song that pops out?
Wiley, Sean Paul.
Yeah, play it.
Bo Steve feature. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, cousin.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, I think I'm running late.
Running what?
They sent me down the wrong path.
But he's from UK and he does like EDM and I'm shocked.
Really?
Yeah, I did not expect it.
Yeah, let me just move forward.
Yeah.
They're talking.
That's him. This is him.
It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
This song's hot.
Yeah.
It is.
I like this song. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
actually.
But he's
and
like
I don't listen
London
to stuff
based.
Like
and
this.
Started
what? Now we need to see a picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, show a picture.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Maytal, let's play your song. You have an English language song called You Can Leave Me.
You can leave
me. Oh, yes. No, you can't.
No, you can. You can't.
That's him.
Oh, yeah, that's surprising.
Mm hmm. Doesn't look like he would. Well, you know what he looks like.
Yeah, I do. He's very handsome. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let's go back to Maytal's music. You wrote the song You Can Leave Me. I would assume you wrote it as well, right?
Actually not.
No?
Oh, somebody else wrote it.
Yeah,
oh,
some of the songs
cool.
I write and some of the songs I pick.
Okay.
Some of the songs they write for me.
I see, okay.
It's very different process with each.
So they write exclusively for you? So.
Yeah,
or sometimes
this song actually is very interesting because the first version is Hebrew.
Okay.
And then
translated it.
Yeah, someone translated it in the idea of not like
that word for word. Because then it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
oh, really?
So there is two versions for this song. One is in Hebrew with completely different production. One.
I'd like to hear it in both languages. That would be cool.
You do? Yeah, okay, so I will send you the Hebrew one too.
Oh, you don't have that one online?
Not online.
Okay, so I'll tell you where to email it to, okay? Well, I will while we're playing the song.
Right.
So let's play the song. You Can Leave Me. This is in English, right? The
mm-hmm.
one I have here on SoundCloud. If you guys want to check it out, let's listen to it first. If you like it, we'll tell you how to find it.
Thank you.
This is a pretty cool song, man. I can totally dance to this. I was, actually. The song is You Can Leave Me Now. I'd be curious to hear it in Hebrew. And let's see what the difference is. You know, that would be pretty cool to see songs in different versions and so forth, you know. So what I think I'm going to do is, so this one says I'm trying to wake up, right? Is that what it says? Is that what it's
the Hebrew,
called?
Do you mean the Hebrew?
The Hebrew version.
Yeah, Menasali Torer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why this is not playing for me, but let's see if it'll work. Yeah, all right? Because it says it can't find it, so I don't know what's going on. But maybe, hold on, maybe there's something. No, it's not working. Anyway, so let me see. There's another preview attachment,
yeah,
right?
This one.
Okay, I'll try it.
If not, so, I'll try and email you again.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine, but no, it's not coming off down as when I do save link as, it's not happening. So, all right. Yeah, it's not happening. Okay, anyway. So this is Meital's song, and how did you get connected to this song, Meital? Did someone else write part of it, or? The Hebrew version, let's say.
Yeah. So I was listening to a bunch of songs and I liked this one. And then I collaborate with a music producer to make it sound more of the EDM, because it wasn't like...
It wasn't like that,
like,
huh?
That. No, I made it like really upbeat.
Very
cool. Yeah.
How was the song composed? Like on a piano, on a guitar?
No, he did it like in a pop style, but it was like a little more calm.
Yeah. Sounds cool, man. I mean, I like the way you sing too, you know?
Thank you so much.
So what is your goal? You want to be a singer? What's your dream? Or you just do it for fun, or
no? I actually,
like, you envision yourself like performing on stage for like 10 million people.
I'm working on recording my first EP.
Oh, okay,
at the moment,
yeah.
That'll be nice. Original songs, right?
Yes, original songs. Yeah. I sang a few songs last time. I'm playing keys as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she plays keyboard, and she was here last time. You know how I met her is through Elon, my friend. That
the bowls, the bowls,
the bowls guy. The
bowls. Should have him play some of the bowls on one of your tracks.
I know.
The bowls,
the sound bowls. You haven't heard?
Oh no, I haven't.
Then
he has sound.
Oh,
bowls.
That's his essence. You gotta talk to him about that.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, it's like sound healing or something. You know,
sound.
But yeah, whatever. Yeah, but it's. No, it's pretty interesting. But at any rate, I wanted to tell you how. So she was on the show and she brought in her keyboard and he brought in his guitar.
Oh, okay.
They did like a special edition thing. And it was actually pretty nice. It was cool to collaborate a little bit.
It was really nice.
Yeah, into the microphone.
It was really nice.
It was really nice.
Wow. So, but Meital, you must know that it's very hard to get into
Get
into music and then to make it big.
Right. Yeah, it's super hard. It's a hard business.
Do you have a plan? How are you going to do it?
I'm starting to have a plan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, which is great.
Which the first requirement, I think, is to surround yourself by good people. Like people that are even smarter than you. Because that's how you learn. You know?
You definitely, in this business, it's almost impossible to do it just by yourself.
Yeah. Anything, honestly,
Yeah, you got to have like
a
good manager, a team.
Yeah, and you got to be really good and different. I think you really have to be different. I mean, look at all the artists today, you know. Everybody's got their persona, like Cardi B, you know.
But she had that persona before she made it. Her persona is what made her make it.
I see, but still, I mean...
But then you have someone like Lady Gaga, and it's like you really have no idea what she's like in real life.
Right.
And that could be difficult, too. Once you create, like, this persona for yourself, you always have to be that persona.
Yeah.
That's got to be tiring.
I know.
I'd be like, oh, God.
But that's why I think Lady Gaga finally gave it up, right? And she like, in Star is Born, she's just a normal... like a normal person, not the one that's wearing the fucking meat.
I think with her last album, I think it was called Joanne.
Yes.
She just was like, I'm not doing the shit that you guys wanted me to do. You're either going to rock with me with my new music or bye.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good for her.
It's funny you're mentioning her.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I just happened to be her body double a few times. And last week I did like a fun gig playing Shallow and singing as her. What? They made me like completely like, I cannot say more.
Right.
But, you know, I've been like following her history a little bit. Have you seen Stephanie Germanotta?
No.
That's her real name.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I knew her real name.
Yeah. And you could see before
that. So it's
that,
not Joanne? I thought that was Joanne.
No.
I think she said it twice.
No, her name is Stephanie.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
And you would see like just a girl barefoot on the piano, long, like brunette hair.
Right.
And just like playing and singing like amazingly.
I mean, she's extremely talented.
Super talented. But yeah, as you said, the persona is completely different. But you could still see those like Gaga.
Yeah. But I mean, she's must have always had it in her to be that persona, because you can't just like wake up one day and say, I'm this fucking nuts. I'm going to wear a fucking meat dress on stage.
Exactly. Well, they plan this, I'm sure. It's like sometimes it's a team that decides all this, you know?
But when you're that big of a superstar, you could say no at some point.
Of course.
Like,
no. But how does it start? You know, you have to start, you go with what everybody wants you to do.
Yeah.
Until you make it.
Yeah. I don't know if I would ever want to, like, I always joke around about how I wish I could sing, but only for me. I don't know if I would want to sing in front of people.
Sing,
I feel like...
Sing something.
Oh, God, no. I can't sing.
Sing something.
No, I
want to hear you.
No, I'm a horrible singer. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I sing in the car and stuff. Like, who doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think I would ever want... I just feel like that life would be really exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, on the road all the time. Like, Ariana Grande recorded 2 albums this year and literally has been on the road all year. I can't imagine that life.
Yeah, but not all artists do it this way. There's so many other ways. I hear you.
Right.
I wouldn't mind to travel and perform.
Right. But every single night, the same thing over and over and over and over again. Like, how does your voice and your, like, body survive?
I don't know. When you're a stage person, that's different.
Right.
It's different, right. You know?
Yeah.
But
and then there's some people that record and that's it.
That's it. Like, Sia, for example, she's not down for the shows.
But she'll still make millions off those records.
That's why she has this, like, you know.
She took it off, I think.
The wig?
Yeah, I think she took it off. Yeah, but she finally showed her face.
But she's not into the whole show thing.
Yeah. But I mean, that whole thing of wearing a wig over your face to cover it is a show. So I don't know what she's talking about.
Right. So you can't sing with the shit, according to you. Huh? According to you, you can't sing.
No, at all. No.
Right. You can sing. Yeah. Would you believe that I can sing?
Yeah.
Really?
I believe everyone can sing.
Okay, so
how
let
it
me
sounds,
play.
It's a different story.
Well, let me play you my song. You tell me.
It's in
Hebrew.
Oh, you have a song
too.
I
have a song on my YouTube.
Oh, you have a YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't even know you.
Yeah. It's got 263 views. That's not bad.
No, it's not.
But in 6 years, it's not a lot. But I never promoted it. It's just like It's a song that I wrote when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't based on anything in my life because people always ask me, well, is this what happened? No, I just made up the story.
Right.
Wrote the song, put the music to it. And this is what came out. And Danny, you won't understand the words, but
nope,
maybe the music will speak to you or something. I don't know. But
okay.
I want to see what you think, okay?
Okay.
סיפור פשוט של אהבה הצית ליבי כי לאהבה
okay,
כי לא היה הוגן על מה יפה הייתה אהבה נתנה לו כל אשר יכלה אך הוא דחה אותה הוא לא ידע שהוא היה כל עולמה הותיר אותה שם גרמודה כי בשבילו היא עוד ילדה
okay, שלא
ידע yeah. Is that pretty good or what?
Yeah. It sounds like it would be in a soap opera.
Yeah, right? Listen, it was written in the 70s, 80s, you know? I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to hear the bridge here in just a moment, okay?
It's really nice.
Thank
you.
I know I'm taking a moment from Natal, but what the hell? Hold on. All right, anyway, this is it. This was my two moments in the sun.
It's actually really, really nice.
Thank you. Thank
really
you.
Nice.
You know, I really wanted to do something with it because I think it's professional level, you know. But anyway, going back to Maytal, in the last few minutes, Maytal, what are you doing now? I mean, what is next for you?
Definitely recording my EP.
Your EP.
Yeah.
How many songs are going to be on there?
Around 5 or 6.
5 or 6.
Yeah.
And are you involved in writing at least some of them?
Oh, most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Music and lyrics.
Music and lyrics.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it'll be
me
cool.
Me too. I'll let you know once it's ready.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do a little celebration.
Let me just hear a little bit of your Hebrew song here on SoundCloud. Okay, the one.
Yeah, sure.
You want that?
That's the one you can find my music video as well.
Okay, let's listen to that.
With the twins.
Quick. Oh, that's the one with the twins?
נפרדתי מחבר אך לא הרהרתי כלל מייבה קר לי תעשה לי עם לימון וננה ותזדרז ענה
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו
סטי ביי סטי פרק תני לו רגע
תרגי אליו, תרגי אליו
אליו Love, love it.
Yeah?
Love, love it. It's a good song.
Love,
We're running totally out of time. That's why I'm not playing the whole thing. But tell people how they can find some of this music. It's on SoundCloud. That's where I was able to listen to it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to listen to this song again. Do you have it on Spotify too? Have you put it up there yet?
This song is on Spotify. Track yeah. Love. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to find it. It's going on my playlist, man. I love it.
Thank you,
know?
You so much.
And it could pass for an English language song, no problem.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really could. I mean, it translates very well. And with the guitar and everything. Right. I love it.
Thank you.
You're very talented, Meital.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Anytime, you're welcome back. There's still so much to talk about, you know.
Right.
You seem like we haven't even touched on your life at all. I mean, I'm sure you have stories to tell and things like that, right?
Yeah, a bunch.
Doesn't everybody, right, Danny?
Yep.
Yeah. So tell people how they can find you in your music.
So my music at the moment is on SoundCloud, Meital Venus, M-E-I-T-A-L, Venus, V-E-N-U-S. And follow me on Instagram. That's the best way to stay tuned if anything new comes out, which is Meital Azulay, M-E-I-T-A-L-A-Z-U-L-A-Y.
So why did you change the name there too? I have two accounts, one personal and one
so
for your career.
So, Meital Azulay, like, I'm doing a lot of other things. The Venus is just for my music.
I see.
Yeah, that's and what I'm do, saying. Like, so I'm an actress. Like,
so, put a page just for your music so people can follow and like.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you really should. Because if you're trying, I mean, there's a reason why you put the name Venus there, right?
Yeah.
Because you want it to be sort of like international and stuff, right?
Or why yeah, did you I just use... wanted to make a little separation.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why you should do that, I think, on social media as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Meital, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
You're a lot of fun. We wish you a lot of success.
Thank you so much.
I hope everything that you hope for will work out for you. You sure are talented, you know, and why not? You know, and you were a body double for Lady Gaga, right?
Oh, my God. I'll show you a photo in a second.
Okay. But are you on Instagram, too? Do you have some photos there or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah? Go ahead.
I said it. It's Meital Azulay. Okay. M-E-I-T-A-L. A-Z-U-L-A-Y.
Okay, there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for joining us. Danny, thank you as always.
You're welcome.
Get some rest, okay, because you got a hard week ahead of you.
I know, it's going to be a long one, but a good one because it's my birthday.
There you go.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody. We got lots of Tauruses around here lately. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye on Facebook, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.